Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll talk about rebalancing power issues. We're at a critical juncture where we can no longer continue to tolerate the misuse of power. This is true at the personal level, in communities, in workplaces, states, countries, internationally. And I'll give you some tips to transform these power issues into balanced situations instead. And I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Next Friday, I'll take your calls. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to announce that we have some new summer specials to assist you with this summer of changes. These are primarily Feng Shui class CDs and our popular Paper Pals release CD. These CDs help change your life by changing your environment. Do you think that's crazy? Well, if I hadn't experienced it myself, I might think the same thing. But Feng Shui is a very powerful tool for making changes in your life. These CDs are on sale now through August 10th at substantial savings of about 35%. So check out these summer specials. We're also offering our printed 2010 Good Timing Guide for $9 while supplies last. Plus, we're still offering the business anthology, Einstein's Business, Engaging Soul, Imagination, and Excellence in the Workplace at the 35% discount as well. I authored one of the chapters in that book, and there are many well-known contributing authors. This is one of my favorite business books. To order any of these, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com and click on the link for the summer specials. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Plus, I want to alert you to a special opportunity. This September 18th through the 25th, I'll be giving a multi-day workshop in the Honduras on how to prosper with the universe. Plus, I'll be leading a fall equinox ceremony there, and that will include doing the crystal triangle process to put ourselves into fifth dimensional energies. This will be held at a special retreat center on one of the Bay Islands, and maybe you're meant to be there. You can learn more on my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Okay, so what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we're in countdown mode, practically down to the wire for when Saturn moves back into the sign of Libra, where it will stay until October 5th, 2012. Now, this is a really big deal, but before I get to the reasons for that, I want to remind you of something very important. While Saturn is still in the sign of Virgo through next Tuesday, July 20th, it's really, really important to clean out clutter and stuff you don't want. Choose your most onerous task, the one you've put off for months or even 2 years. Do that one job. This might be cleaning out closets, pantries, drawers, garages, storage units, or filing cabinets. You know what your biggest cleaning job is. While Saturn is in Virgo, we have the energies that help us do these jobs. But as soon as Saturn moves into Libra on July 21st, that opportunity will be gone. Now, I've mentioned this to you before, so I hope you've taken it to heart and done some cleaning. But if you haven't, here's why it's so important. The more you can clean out clutter, paper piles, and old stuff you don't want or need now, the more unexpected high-growth opportunities will come to you this summer. But once Saturn moves into Libra on July 21st, the proverbial challenges will hit the fan, and there won't be time to do this after that. So if you don't do this now, you're likely to miss some amazing opportunities that won't show up because you don't have enough room in your life. No extra space in your environment means no extra space in your life for opportunities. So take this weekend to do a major cleaning project. You'll be so glad you did. So now let's talk about Saturn in the sign of Libra. This is actually the best Saturn there is. In astrological terms, we say he's exalted or very highly regarded. Saturn represents our responsibilities, obligations, structures, processes, all forms of organizations, including all businesses and all governments. And when Saturn is in Libra, we create the best of all these things, and we handle our responsibilities in the best ways possible. Saturn in Libra also represents balanced managers, or people in control who want things to be fair and balanced. All this sounds great, doesn't it? Well, here's the catch. As soon as Saturn enters Libra on July 21st, he immediately opposes Uranus and Jupiter. Plus, he also immediately squares Pluto. These are a lot of challenges, and basically, this is showing an enormous mess that these balanced and fair leaders are trying to clean up. But in order for these responsible leaders to do that, they have to rebalance some horrendous power issues, which I'll talk about in the next segment. They also have to handle some major structural changes, too, and deal with some major unexpected changes. And some of these unexpected issues could be Earth changes or the loss of our power grid. And, of course, those type of changes usually create other structural changes to buildings, roads, bridges, and power stations. Now, as I've mentioned on previous shows, Uranus is at 0 degrees Aries, the most powerful degree in the entire zodiac. When Saturn moves into Libra, it will be at 0 degrees Libra, another very powerful point in the zodiac. And by July 30th, Mars will move to 0 degrees Libra, and then we'll have three planets in very powerful degrees of the zodiac. Now, what does that do for us? Well, it creates a lot of action. This is a very dynamic, very action-oriented time we're in this summer. Things will move very fast. And here's the real clincher. Once Saturn is in Libra again, we get a new game. This new game will become exact on July 26th. That's the last of five Saturn-Uranus oppositions we've had since Election Day 2008. But believe me, you're going to feel this new game as soon as Saturn enters Libra on July 21st. Now, what is this new game? Well, it has to support the first new game we got back on March 7th, 2008. That was just 6 days before Bear Stearns collapsed. And that new game was about creating a sustainable economy that nurtured ourselves and the environment. Now, we've made some progress toward this, but obviously we've not made too much progress since we now have the BP oil disaster, and fortunately they finally have capped it, but not a little bit on the late side here. And it's not been handled that well, frankly. Plus, we still have the banks and investment firms back to business as usual after getting bailed out by taxpayers while they continue to take advantage of us. And we still have our federal government allowing these big corporations to take advantage of us. These are all examples of major abuses of power. So this new game is about rebalancing abuses of power so that we can create that sustainable economy that will nurture ourselves and the environment. Now, I'll discuss this more in the next segment, but essentially what I want you to grasp for now is that any situation that's become intolerable will be forced to change very quickly because it's time for a new regime. Now, this will happen on all levels. We'll see personal, political, and economic earthquakes. And as I mentioned earlier, we could also see physical earthquakes, volcanoes, hurricanes, tornadoes, tsunamis, major fires, or solar flares that take out the power grid. Even asteroids or ETs showing up are not impossible. And actually, if the ET technologies that our government is hiding from us would show up, that would be a very good thing. That would also create a lot of change and rebalance several power issues very quickly. Now, you may feel like you're walking through a minefield during this period with lots of unexpected action and not feeling safe, but there will soon be an easy solution to the challenges that arise at this time. This is due to the cycles of Sun, sextile Saturn, while trine to Uranus and Jupiter. And this help will be there on July 23rd through the 26th. And it's likely to be a strong and honest leader. He or she mediates the situation to help all the parties create effective changes. And during that time, it's safer to create changes than to resist them. Now, for a tip from my 2010 Good Timing Guide. This week, your tip is this. Notice in the guide that on page 8, there's a whole page devoted to what is a new start. There has to be a point of finality or no return. When you can no longer decide not to do something without a consequence, in order for an action to be considered a new start in the guide. So sometimes the final result code does not apply to what you're doing. Read page 8 to get a deeper understanding of which type of actions are considered to be new starts. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. And you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. To register for it, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. The link is in the box at the top right of the homepage. So get signed up today. Now, do you know how to effectively balance power issues in your life? Or your community, school, country? When I come back, I'll give you some tips for using our energies to make these important changes. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Think about it. When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, that's what I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. On the front of the E-Cloth package, it claimed perfect cleaning with just water and chemical-free cleaning that's awesome on all hard surfaces. I was pretty skeptical, but gave it a try anyway. I started on my kitchen windows, then stovetop, then stove hood, granite counters, and finally the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well they cleaned. These results were accomplished without exposing my family to unknown negatives of household chemical cleaners. The cleaning power comes from fiber function, not a chemical reaction. It cleans better and is healthier, money-saving, and eco-friendly. No chemicals, no paper towels, and E-Cloths are reused for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat, D-R-P-A-T. That's eCloth.com. E-Cloths are for real. See for yourself. I know you'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2011 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2011 good timing guide today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about rebalancing power issues, and we're at a critical juncture where we can no longer continue to tolerate the misuse of power. Now, this is true at the personal level, in workplaces, schools, communities, states, countries, and internationally. So today, I'm going to give you some tips to transform these power issues into balanced and supportive situations instead. And I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Okay, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty. With the cycle of Jupiter square Pluto so exact now, there are lots of major power issues showing up at this time. Now, I mentioned a few national and international ones earlier in the show, and I want to go back to these and use them as examples that need balancing. First, I mentioned the BP oil disaster, which even CNN ran a story about recently when journalists and photographers were prevented from seeing what was going on and taking pictures. These journalists were detained by the local sheriff, the BP police, and then by Homeland Security and prevented from doing their jobs. Now, that's an example of a police state, not the United States, and we should be ashamed that anything like that even occurs here, let alone that our own government supports it. The BP oil disaster has many elements of power abuse, starting with BP making unsafe decisions which killed 11 people, countless wildlife, and Gulf waters. And it's also made innumerable people very sick from the toxins that have been dispersed into the waters. And it's actually possible that it will kill more people as these toxins rain down on us all over the world. Now, do you know that none of the workers who cleaned up the Exxon Valdez oil spill are alive today? Pretty tough. But how does it make you feel to know that on top of all this, BP and other oil companies have gotten $35 billion in tax breaks and subsidies from our government? And that last year, ExxonMobil not only did not pay any taxes, it also received a $46 million refund from the IRS. This while we taxpayers pay for cleaning up their messes because our government has limited their losses to $25,000 per day. Now, this is what happens when we give up our power to others. And the only way we can rebalance a situation like this is for each of us to take back our own power. Yes, I know, you have too much to do. We all do. But look where giving our power away has gotten us. And it's not going to get better until we all do something different in the political arena. This means we have to make our voices heard. And if that's nothing more than signing petitions or calling our senators and passing on the issues to others, then that's what we all have to do. But it's better if you can also donate to some of these political groups that are keeping tabs on what's happening in D.C., even if it's only a small amount. Pick the issues that anger you the most and start making your voice heard. Pay attention to how your senators and congressmen vote. Tell them what you expect of them and keep tabs on them. You can even email President Obama anytime. I did that when I heard the CNN story about BP arresting and detaining journalists and photographers supported by our own federal government. Now just Google Obama's email address and you'll find it. No one, not even our president, is above anyone else. We must rebalance the misuse of power by corporations, and we must do it now while the energies are there for this purpose. Now, that's an example of a national misuse of power. But we see these same situations repeated in communities, states, school boards, and all kinds of government and business organizations, and they all require the same type of response. We have to tell these people what we expect and what actions we'll take if they don't meet those expectations. Will they get our vote again? Will we stop buying their products and their affiliates' products? Will we ask our friends and clients to join us? Will we hammer Congress to limit their abuses? Will we write letters or emails to the editor of our newspaper and ask for coverage of the story? Will we organize a protest? What consequence can they expect? I can only tell you this. There had better be one. Now, what about something closer to home? What if you have a job in which there's a major abuse of power? Maybe you're afraid to say anything for fear you'll lose your job and you would have a hard time replacing it. This is a common fear when it comes to workplace power issues. Or what if you have a power issue with your partner or spouse? Maybe you're afraid to bring it up because you're financially dependent on this person. These are both similar issues, just disguised slightly differently. Now, what's the real deal with personal power issues? Why are you experiencing something like that? It's because you refuse to take responsibility for using your own power appropriately. I know it's hard to imagine, but not using your own power is just as much an abuse of power as the way BP misuses their power. When you refuse to use your power appropriately, that's like you inviting strangers into your home when you have loaded guns sitting around your living room, and then you wonder why someone shoots you. You don't have to. So it's important to stop inviting power abuses in your home or work life by using your power responsibly. You don't have to accept anything as the way it is. Everything is negotiable. Tell your boss or partner what your limits are and stick to them. I once had a corporate job which, in order for me to get the work done, required that I work 50 to 60 hours per week, every week. Back then, I had a teenager and a husband, and I needed more time with them. Plus, you know, I wasn't actually getting paid for any of that overtime. So you can imagine, can you imagine, really, what my boss's face looked like when I announced to him one day that I was going to start taking the vanpool to work, and that I would be arriving at 8 a.m. and leaving at 5 p.m. in order to do this. And if he didn't like it, he knew what his options were. He was visibly shaken by this. And what do you think his response was? He got me an assistant. Was I surprised? Of course. But it was an important lesson to me about using my own power responsibly. No one can take advantage of you unless you let them. Now, why do we allow others to take advantage of us? That's the great mystery, isn't it? Basically, the bottom line is that we don't respect ourselves as much as we respect others who are taking advantage of us. Somehow we think we don't measure up. We're not as important. We don't have as much money. We're not as intelligent. We haven't had their training or experience. Or we don't want to be rejected. The reality is that none of these reasons are good enough to give up your power. That's because underneath it all, we're all divine beings in human bodies. No one is more important than anyone else. And why would you want to work for or be with someone who doesn't respect you? When we listen to our guts, our intuition, or our bodies, we know when we're being taken for a ride. How many times have you regretted taking an action that your body warned you was the wrong one to take? When we fail to listen to our bodies and intuition, we give up our power. How hard is it to say to someone, "I'm just not comfortable doing that"? You don't have to get angry or nasty. You just have to set your limits by speaking your truth and then sticking to it. Now, many years ago, when my daughter was only 8 or 9 years old, she was invited to go to the river with two friends and their dad. At one point, the dad was not able to watch the kids closely, and her friends wanted to get on a log raft that was sitting on the riverbank and go down the river without their dad. My daughter said no. She didn't want to do that. And because she stuck with her guts, she probably saved all three of their lives. She didn't rant and rave or throw a fit. She just said no. Many times, that's all that's needed. This coming week, when Saturn moves into the sign of Libra on July 21st, we'll be at the end of our ropes for any issues we find to be intolerable. Those issues must change, and very quickly. But they won't change in appropriate ways unless you raise your voice, speak your truth, and set your limits. We've been challenged by power abuses long enough. We've thought about them way too long. It's time to take action. This is the only way we can rebalance power issues, by using our own power responsibly. And if you're still not comfortable setting your limits, just consider it practice and do it anyway. Practice makes perfect, and in time, you'll get the hang of how easy it is to do this. Now, what's important is to realize that we can no longer tolerate power abuses on any level. Our consciousness has increased too far for that. So let's all do our part to rebalance this now through late August. You'll be amazed at how well this will work. Now, next, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. This week your tip is this. Notice how you're feeling. This is a good gauge of your vibrational point of attraction, meaning it's a way to know what kind of energy and situations you're attracting into your life. You cannot attract something better than how you're feeling. So the trick is to find ways to be happier and more joyful for no good reason and much more often on a daily basis. The better we feel, the more prosperous we are. And when you get to the point that you have 3 times as many positive thoughts and feelings as you do negative ones, you'll make a much bigger shift to higher levels of prosperity. Now, next Friday on July 23rd, I'll take your calls after I talk about what's up in the heavens. And stay tuned next for Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. And at 1 p.m. today, Dr. Pat will interview me on her new Transformation Radio Network. And I'll send the link to that in the What's Up in the Heavens for today. Now, lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. While you're there, remember to order your 2010 Good Timing Guides on sale now for $9 while supplies last. And take advantage of our summer specials, too. Or call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
Do your emotions stop you from experiencing lasting prosperity and joy? Learn to rise above your emotional ceiling with expert guidance from certified life coach Sharon Roy. Sharon's techniques have helped clients worldwide to succeed happily, and now she wants to share this gift with you. For a limited time, Sharon is offering a free 45-minute emotional breakthrough session that could change your life. Call 401-588-1799. That's 401-588-1799. Or visit succeedhappily.com to claim your free session. That's succeedhappily.com.
Invest in your life. Indigo Fusion Spa and Gallery. Offering regular meditation classes, spiritually conscious art, holistic healing services, and classes in spiritual development and holistic wellness. This unique spa is located in Seattle's University District. For more information, visit us online at www.indigofusionsg.com. That's indigofusionsg.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.